Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. So head over there and do that. You can actually interact and create the content for the site. A lot of the stuff we talk about on the air came right off the front page of freetalklive.com because a listener like you, maybe it was you, went and submitted your whatever it was you found interesting. So maybe it was a YouTube video or maybe a news post or blog post or something like that. You just submit the URL and then others vote as to whether or not they like what you've submitted. And you get to vote on things, too. And the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website. It's a vote that counts over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll give you the latest on what's going on with Julian Heiklin, who is an amazing person, a 79-year-old man who's going around the country and handing out pamphlets to people out in front of federal courthouses. Of course, the feds don't like that very much, so we'll explain what's going on with him and also take your calls about anything. Let's talk first to David in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. Good evening.
Hello there.
I was going to ask about that FBI guy that was knocked on that woman's door. Does anybody have any idea whether or not that visit had any connection with Free Staters or anything like that?
It's my understanding that the door they knocked on is a door of Free Staters. So we're talking about, when you say Free Staters, for our listeners that don't know, maybe just tuning in, Mark and myself, we moved here as part of the Free State Project a few years ago.
It's a peaceful movement of people who want to bring liberty one state. That state is New Hampshire.
Right. There are thousands of people converging on one place, and hundreds have already made the move. Thousands are pledged to move, and some folks had their door knocked on this morning by the FBI.
More freedom means less government. You can see why some government agents wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
But was there, I'm not saying that this is the case, but was there a plain statement that there was that connection, or maybe is there any chance that they could have been knocking for some other reason totally?
Oh, we have no idea. Yeah, there's certainly a chance. I mean, we have no clue what they were there investigating because the folks inside the home were not interested in talking to them, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, these people are not drug dealers, though. I know them.
Right.
Well, I don't know if they're drug dealers or not. I don't think
the FBI would be out looking for that. I would doubt very seriously they're kidnappers who take people across state lines.
No, there's a few folks. There's a couple and another family I think living there, and I don't really know for sure, but there's some folks that are living there, and they're all very peaceful people from what I can tell. I've had a few years of 2 to 3 years of knowing them to some extent.
No, I wouldn't question that at all. It's just that the only thing I'm thinking is, like, now that they have these, like, police, the police think they're under attack or something, maybe they're, like, paranoid and they're, like, sending, the people pretty much understand that, liberty lovers aren't, like, the most buddy-buddy with the police and stuff.
Certainly could say, they could certainly come to the conclusion.
Maybe you're right, David. Anything else you want to share?
I guess that's pretty much it. I just didn't know if maybe they're going to make their rounds and try to, like, knock on people's doors and stuff that are, like, looking for liberty and stuff.
Well, maybe so.
Something to think of.
If all they're doing is knocking, then it could be a lot worse, I suppose. So,
that's for sure.
Thanks, David. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Sometimes the knock comes along with an arrest and a caging, and that's what they want to do to Julian Heiklin, 79-year-old man. For the last few years of his life, he's been going around to, maybe longer, I don't know. I've only known about him for a few years. But he has been going around from federal courthouse to federal courthouse in various different states, various different cities, and handing out information, giving jury nullification info to people.
Right. This is just information that says that the jury has a 1,000-year right to nullify the law. Not only do they judge the defendant as to his guilt or innocence and against the law, but they can also judge the law as to whether or not the law was right. This has been used throughout U.S. history. It was used during the Prohibition period to essentially overturn convictions for prohibition, drinking alcohol, things like that. It has a spotted history. Honestly, it's been used in bad ways to absolve white people of crimes against black people in the South. But
Well, as usual, there's always another. Frequently, there's another side to something that can be useful, right?
Yeah, certainly. But this is whatever you have to say about the usefulness of it, it is a 1,000-year right. As a matter of fact, here in New Hampshire, there is a law that has been proposed that every jury must be advised of this particular right. Some judges don't mind it. Some judges think it's terrible. But the federal court steps, they don't want information like this distributed.
No, they've attacked people over it before. Mm-hmm. George Donnelly was out backing up Julian Hyklin one day at a federal court. I think it was Allentown, Pennsylvania. GeorgeDonnelly.com is his blog site. He was attacked by the coded federal agents.
Yeah, and there's no way to say this otherwise. They just attempted to grab his camera. He pulled it away, and they jumped on him.
Out in a public space.
Their video shows it.
Out in the, in the front. But by the way, the video that they released of that came out after the whole trial and the plea bargain and everything. So even though it was clear after, when we saw the video and from his story that he was totally in the right, he was found guilty, as I understand it. Mm. So now they're going to try to do something to Julian, who is, again, 79 years old. He's been arrested multiple times, not for hurting anybody, but for passing out information. And now they're finally charging him with something. Because remember, sometimes they can arrest you and not actually charge you with anything. And they usually get away with it because most people can't afford an attorney to go after, wrongful arrest lawsuit or something like that. So typically what they'll do is they'll arrest this old man and he'll go limp. And it's always very compelling footage to watch these 30-something-year-old fat cops, cops in their 40s and 50s or whatever, arresting this almost 80-year-old frail old man for handing out papers in a so-called public place. But then they usually just let him go. Usually they're only arresting him for the purpose of taking him physically away from that scene.
Yeah.
Get him out of their hair, so to speak. They never charge him with anything. But now he is being charged at the federal level, and he's sent out an email updating folks on what's going on. He says, I didn't attend the hearing on Monday. However, a tyranny fighter was present. She reports the assistant U.S. attorney charged me with distributing literature without a permit, a violation of a Homeland Security regulation. The summons.
Hold on. Well, regulation doesn't sound to me like it was passed by, passed by Congress. And one really has to. How in the world, in a country where the right to peaceably assemble exists and the right to
free
the
speech,
press and
press,
free speech, yeah, and all that stuff, can there be a regulation that says that you can't leaflet?
Well, there can. In fact, this isn't the first time we've come across this, Mark. You may recall years ago, Russell Canning, I believe, was charged with the very same crime. Do you recall that?
I do.
I believe it was Russell. If not, it was Lauren Canario, one of the earliest movers here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, was charged with the very same thing. It was also a federal government charge, and I forget what it was that was being... Oh, I remember what it was. He went into a tax office or something like that. Wait, was it Dave Ridley?
It was Dave Ridley. Yeah.
Somebody was charged with this. I'm sorry, my memory's a little fuzzy. But yeah, it's been probably 5 years since this happened. But I just recall somebody ended up going to jail over this.
Yeah, he handed, as I recall, I don't know, I can't remember what the result was, but the situation was he handed a leaflet to a bureaucrat in the office, and then he laid one on a desk.
Yeah, it was like, quit your job, basically, or something like that was the leaflet. And they charged him with the exact same thing, distributing literature without a permit. Anyway, Hyklin points out that the judge issued a warrant for my arrest, and I become convinced that the district court will not permit a fair and impartial jury trial or even knows how to do so. So that's a quick update on what's happening with Julian.
Yeah. It's a shame.
They're going to put an 80-year-old man in jail, Mark, is what they're going to do. Because
they're going to put him in jail because he wouldn't go to the court thing, and that makes it look that much more legitimate. I'd rather see him go, but, hey, it's not my business. I'm not the one who's, doing the protests, so...
Yeah, this is yet another reason why I am not interested in sending money to these criminals, these federal government scumbags who are hurting peaceful old men for passing out papers in front of the courthouse. It's just crazy. 1-800-259-9231. He said the summons is a charge of jury. The summons says the charge is jury tampering, but they didn't actually end up charging him with that because, well, how could they? He's not tampering with any juries. He's just handing out information to the public. More coming up, so you can take control and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Vadini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've mentioned, by the way, the Free State Project a few moments ago, and it deserves yet another mention. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. Yes, it is thousands of people who love the ideas of freedom moving to the same place. Yes, that does require a significant level of commitment to the ideas of liberty. It's such a level of commitment that you're willing to pick up your life and move it somewhere to be around essentially a group of people you've never met before. And yes, it has been the best experience of my life. I mean, it is just absolutely fantastic being around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Prove it to yourself, though. Mark off your calendar for June 20th through the 26th. It's going to be the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's a great excuse to come up to New Hampshire and see what it's like to be in this community of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are actually activists and willing to do something to stand up for the ideas of liberty. Hundreds of them have already made the move to New Hampshire, and thousands more are pledged to do so. Go to porkfest.com to learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can also find a great Facebook page for it. That's P-O-R-C, pork, as in porcupine, Porkfest. It's one word, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. And there's also the Free State Project website at freestateproject.org. But if you love liberty and you're willing to do something about it, something drastic, like pick up your life and actually move somewhere, then the Free State Project is the solution for you.
It is the solution. And Porkfest is great. I recommend people go to it. But, you know, the porcupines, the Free Staters have managed to have huge successes in the area in New Hampshire. And as far as getting people elected to offices around the state, there have been at least a dozen Free Staters elected to state house. There have the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is it's not a Free State Project organization, but it's an organization that many people who are signers of the Free State Project have gotten involved in, myself included, you too, Ian, I believe. Mm-hmm. And this organization has more than 100 people, more than 100 politicians just in the state house that are recommended, several in the Senate. It's amazing the leaps forward that the Free State Project has had.
All right, so freestateproject.org for more, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ohio mother's attempt to provide her daughters with a better education has landed her behind bars. According to ABC News, Kelly Williams Buller was convicted of lying about her residency to get her daughters into what she considered a better school district.
Okay.
It's overwhelming. I'm exhausted, she said. I did this for them, so there it is. I did this for them. Williams Buller decided 4 years ago to send her daughters to a highly ranked school in neighboring Copley Fairlawn School District, but it wasn't her Akron district of residence, so her children were ineligible to attend school there, even though her father lived within the district's boundaries. The school district accused Williams Buller of lying about her address, falsifying records, and when confronted, having her father file false court papers to get around the system.
This is what we did when I was a kid. When I decided I didn't want to go to the private school anymore. I wanted to go to public school because it was cooler or whatever it was that I thought when I was in ninth grade, or going into ninth grade. The school that I would have been eligible for, that I lived, the district in which I lived was the worst school in the county, or darn close to it. Mm-hmm. There might have been one worse high school, but there were four, and so it was either number three or number four. I wasn't interested in going to that one. I wanted to go to the best one in the area, and my grandmother lived in that district. We used my grandmother's address, got all the school information from there, and, you know, I went.
And it worked, right?
Yeah, I went, and, you know, never a problem.
So I'm not sure how it is they caught on in this case, but sometimes people get busted attempting to do this. Now, this is, another example of how the government school system is awful. You don't get to choose. They will choose for you based on some arbitrary diktat regarding where it is your so-called residence.
They're getting better about that particular aspect of it, and I think that that's a good thing.
It's not going to help this lady. She's going to a jail cell.
Yeah.
She says she did it to keep her children safe and that she lives part-time with her dad. She says, when my home got broken into, I felt it was my duty to do something else. While her children are no longer attending schools in the district, school officials said she was cheating because her daughters received a quality education without paying taxes to fund it. Those dollars need to stay home with our students, school district officials said.
Well, hold on. What about the dad that lives in the district?
Well, you know. I don't know. I can't answer that. I can't answer for them on that case. But the district hired a private investigator who shot video showing Williams Buller driving her
children. Imagine what that cost.
Yeah, right. So they're concerned about the dollars, and they hire a private investigator. Showing Williams Buller driving her children into the district, the school officials asked her to pay $30,000 in back tuition. Williams-Baller refused and was indicted and convicted of falsifying her residency records. She was sentenced last week to 10 days in county jail and put on 3 years of probation. She'll also be required to perform community service, and she says she was being singled out. She says, I don't think they wanted money.
She's too.
They wanted me to be an example. And presiding judge Patricia Cosgrove acknowledged as much, saying that I felt that some punishment or deterrent was needed for other individuals who might think to defraud the various school districts. How dare these parents, they think they can just get whatever they want for their children. We're in charge here, and we're going to prove it. To the jail with you, woman! How dare you lie to us about your residency? You will not offend the crown and his supporters and the bureaucrats.
Crazy. I mean, the father lives in the one district, the mother lives in the other. I assume she has sole custody, but they probably go over there and for weekends.
No, it was her father. It was her dad.
Who's?
So kid's granddad.
Oh, the granddad. Okay.
Either way.
Right. I mean,
it's the idea that...
This is exactly what I did from 1986 to 1989. End of story.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI.
They can't just kick the kid out and say, hey, go back to wherever. No. They've got to say, give us $30,000 or go to jail.
Jail for 10 days.
It's nuts.
Now, 10 days isn't the longest stretch stint that one could spend in jail, but it is still something that could really harm someone who is in a low-level job where they're perhaps, I don't know what she does for a living, but just speculating here, that is perhaps working at a job where you can fill that job with anybody, any schmo who is an unskilled worker. How long is the average employer willing to put up with losing one of their employees from the job floor?
Yeah, it really depends. It really just depends. Some employers will fire you for it, and others will be like, well, let me know when you get back.
So this basically...
She's getting press. She can show an employer why it happened in her circumstance, but,
Well, she should just be happy, Mark. She should just be happy she even has a school to send her kids to. Sure, it may be the crappiest school in the entire area, but darn it, that's... our government for you, and it's a free school, and so therefore she shouldn't be going around and sneaking about and slinking around and filling out falsifications on her paperwork.
God bless America.
Who does this woman think she is? What is she trying to do, get a better education for her kids? Doesn't she understand the way the system works? You need to move into a better area. You need to have the money to move into a better area so you can get a better education from these crap can government schools. Because remember, we're just talking about comparing government schools here. And they all suck in general. It's just some suck less than others. 1-800-259-9231, of course.
That's because some animals are more equal than others.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Of course, the solution is to end government schooling. We can talk a little more about that if you'd like. Or you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. What is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a collections company. Unlike the other collections companies out there that'll hassle your clients and treat them like crap and then they'll never want to do business with you again, SACL CAI collects with respect. They are a collections company. They do early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. Can handle all of your accounts receivable needs. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
And it's run by the awesome Jason Osborne.
Indeed.
All right, we're going to continue here and go to Dan, listening to WNMT in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing? I just tuned in. I heard you guys talking about that lady that had gotten in trouble for falsifying documents about where kids went to school.
Yeah, she wanted to send her kids to a better school, so they sent her to a cage for 10 days.
Yeah. I understand she's in a bad situation, and I grew up in the public system myself, so I understand that it's not the best schooling system in the world, but it's still not give her the grounds to, you know, commit, you know, something wrong that's against the law, that's against the policies and rules and regulations that are put out there.
You don't agree with breaking stupid laws?
But it's still a law.
Well, what about, in that circumstance, there are a couple of, ridiculous scenarios that have occurred. Like, for instance, do you believe that Rosa Parks should have given up her seat on that bus in 1967 or whatever it was and gone to the back of the bus?
That was a law.
Isn't about Rosa Parks. This is about this lady falling.
This is about, you just said that you should obey all laws. I mean, that was what I thought I was hearing, and I want to make sure, I want to clarify for myself that that's what you're trying to say.
What I am saying is that she broke the law. She falsified documents. This doesn't
Indeed.
Have to do with Rosa Parks, though.
What's that?
This doesn't have to do with Rosa Parks.
It doesn't have to do with Rosa Parks. It has to do with breaking bad laws.
You made the
statement. And my question to you is it okay to break a bad law?
It's not okay to break a law at this
point.
So
if the government sends out a dictate that we're going to slaughter the Jews like they did in Germany, hiding a Jew in your house is not okay. Is that what you're saying?
This isn't about Germany.
This is about breaking bad laws. And that's the question I keep asking you.
Excuse me, sir. There's also a difference about a moral standard, okay, versus when hiding the Jews in Germany, when government goes against moral standard. Then that's one thing. But if it's not against moral standards, you have to abide by the laws of the land.
I agree with you. Absolutely. I think when laws are moral that you should abide by them, Mike. And so what that would say to me, and then when a law is immoral, and I think that there are immoral laws, that you should not abide by them. I would say that a moral man has an obligation to not abide by an immoral law. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, but you also have to come up with
there's no
line of morals.
There's not really a yeah, but so the government is extracting from this woman by force. They'll use guns if it's necessary. They'll take her house away if it's necessary. They're extracting funds for her for schooling, and she then doesn't like the school. She thinks it's a substandard school that they provide her for, and she chooses to use a different school. From, an organization that extracts money for their school by force, using guns if necessary.
Right, they're hurting her. I mean, they're the ones that are stealing and extorting money. Isn't it okay to try to use whatever methods you need to in order to get the extortionist to give you something better for the money they've stolen from you?
If she didn't falsify documents, she wouldn't be in this situation.
Sir, they stole money from her first. Doesn't that bother you?
How did they steal money from her?
It's called property taxes. It's extortion.
Yeah, but property taxes is part of, they paid tax in the times of the Romans. That's not extortion.
Oh, so as long as it's been done for a long time, then it's not extortion, right?
That's providing services, sir.
Yeah, right, right. But they're substandard services in her case, and she chooses to want a superior service. I said that we did the same thing when I was in high school, and essentially what you're saying is that my mother should go to jail.
Any more right.
What's that?
It doesn't make it any more right. If you guys have done the same thing when you were in school, it doesn't make it any more right.
It does make it right. It absolutely is right. When the government comes and steals money from you and then provides you with a crappy service, trying to get a better service out of them for the money that you paid in is right.
Then you need to, if you're upset with the service that's provided, you
right.
need to work.
Go run for president. Make sure you try to run for office, and then you can fix the system. Spend the rest of your frickin' life fighting City Hall instead of just signing your name and saying, yeah, my kid stays at my grandpa's house.
Yeah, but one of them.
Why don't you just tell Rosa Parks to go to the back of the bus?
One of them is morally right. One is morally not correct.
Wait. Which part is it morally wrong? Was it the whole stealing money part?
Falsifying documents.
Oh, so it's not morally wrong. Well, let me just clarify something. You're saying it's not morally wrong to tell somebody, hey, you either give us $3,000 this year or we're going to steal your house from you.
What's the $3,000 for?
It's property taxes.
I actually pay $6,000 in property taxes. I was being a little conservative. So let's say it's $1,000. You pay $1,000. Maybe you've got some real cheap property taxes there. You either pay $1,000 to us or else we're going to take your house from you. You're saying that's not morally wrong?
That's part of owning a home.
Huh?
That's part of owning a home is property.
You are just making excuses for oppression, sir. That's all you're doing tonight.
That's not excuses for oppression. That is responsibilities for choices that
sir,
we make.
I did not.
Why can't I keep my money for property taxes and send my kid where I want?
If I choose to live in a certain area, okay, if I choose
every
to buy
area
a home,
in the United States is the same.
If I choose to buy a home, I am paying property taxes.
So you're saying, you don't care then that they are threatening people with violence in order to get them to pay the property taxes, because that's the only reason I pay them. It's not because I appreciate the government schools around here. I'd rather give my money to private charities or private scholarships or give it personally to people that I care about. You're saying that because it's always been going on, that it's okay, that, hey, you bought a home, so therefore you're expected to pay these criminal people that'll put you in a jail cell and take your home from you if you don't pay them.
Yeah, but you don't rent if you don't want to pay property taxes.
You are still paying property taxes. Are you kidding me?
Part of your rent. Absolutely. it's part of your rent, but your agreement's not with the government. It's
come on, my agreement. You know as well as I do, Rosa Parks lived in a town where the laws were that she had to get up from that bus, and that's the rule. Why didn't she have to get up from that bus? This is what I don't understand. Is you seem to want to support some tyranny, but you'll back off when you know that you look like a bigot.
The Rosa Parks thing, that is immoral. That's ethically immoral.
See, Mark, it's ethically immoral for you to say that I have to pay to send. It's ethically immoral for you to say that I have to pay to send somebody else's kids to school, somebody who likely has more money than I do, but I can't keep my money and send my own kid to school with it. That's ethically immoral.
See, Mark, it's ethical to steal money from everybody.
Right.
The laws
as long
about
as the
Rosa
guy
Parks.
Is holding a gun on you and taking your money has a badge, then he's not a robber,
well,
is he?
Well, see, Mark, the law against the whole back of the bus situation with Rosa Parks, that was targeting black people, so that's morally wrong. But as long as the law targets everybody for equal extortion across all human beings, then it's okay, right, Dan?
Well, my question to you is if you're going to take away property taxes in the public school system, what do you do then?
Good question, and I thank you for the call tonight. We'll answer your question here for you. 800-259-9231. Well, if property taxes go away, then that means that you get
more
money.
I don't propose to take away property taxes.
Yeah,
all
I
propose is that I have the choice as to whether or not to pay for any given service, and he called them a service, any given service that a given municipality, whether it's a county or state or local government or whatever, offers. I'm not saying get rid of property taxes.
Well, then you are getting rid of property taxes. It's then a property suggestion. You know, then it's you. Here's what you could pay if you wanted to support
these
things.
If the government wants to call their fees for their services, taxes, I don't have a problem with it. All I'm saying is that if I don't want to send my kid to your school, I shouldn't have to pay for it. And that's the end of the story.
Mark, you agreed to it when you bought your house.
If I don't want your government fire protection or your government garbage pickup, that I shouldn't have to pay for them.
I
can pay for my own.
You need to pay your fair share. You agreed when you bought your house.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anybody who buys their house anywhere on the planet, because there's taxes everywhere, I mean, maybe this system stinks.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just because a plot of land has been ruled over by a criminal element for a long time.
Just because somebody claims a monopoly doesn't mean that it's right.
Yeah, that's true. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain in this edition of the program. And enough time, though, for your thoughts if you make the call now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, one of those features is our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with our listeners because there's a chat room built into the very same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to enjoy all of that for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, and they're up to 99% off of list price. I've gone to the website. I've seen the pricing. They are, in fact, up to 99% off list price. They also offer customized solutions for transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They have great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Just a few more thoughts on what Dan was saying before. I think he probably never even thought of the idea of getting rid of property taxes. Now, Mark, you say you don't want to get rid of them, but I absolutely do. I think that you kind of dance around the same thing that I'm saying, basically. Taxes historically have been, you know, the threat of violence being used against people in order to get them to pay up to a criminal gang.
The way you say it is just is intended to incite people and to exacerbate them. I'm only saying, look, I'm not saying that you need to shut down schools. I'm not saying you need to shut down the fire department. I'm not saying you need to shut down the police department.
Just fund it without violence.
I'm saying is that there needs to be these things need to be itemized on the bill needs to be itemized, and you need to have the option of not paying for services that you don't want. So if I choose not to send my kid to public school, I shouldn't have to pay for that school. I don't have to pay for ladders at Walmart because people might need ladders. Why should I have to pay for school for other people's kids? I drive a 91 Dodge Shadow. You telling me when I go to that school and I see people who are driving cars that are much nicer than mine, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 cars, and I've got to pay to send those people's kids to school because I live in this country? I mean, Look, I understand that's true, and I certainly pay them because I don't want my house taken away, but in one's mind, there's no opportunity for progression. You can't get a better system when you're forced to fund the old stinky one. And the United States school system is deteriorated. It's gone from number one in the 50s to number 50 now.
I'm just saying you need to use
50 or worse.
And I was accused of this earlier this week, being hyperbolic or whatever, but I'm just using accurate terms. Taxing has to do with force. I mean, the definition here of a tax is a burdensome charge, an obligation, a duty or demand, a sum of money demanded by the government for support of its specific facilities or services. So
That doesn't necessarily mean that. If I provide a service to somebody, I'm going to demand payment too, Ian. I send bills to customers for Free Talk Live advertising all the time. However, when they want to stop, they can. I understand where you're coming from. I'm just telling you that there's a better way to present it to people.
You
have fun just saying, we got to do away with the government. We got to get rid of taxes.
Well, I think taxes should be gotten rid of, and I think a lot of people agree with that. I think a lot of people understand that taxes are stealing, and so I'm talking to people that get that. You know, that's fine if you want
to. I'm trying to convince people.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Mark. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. Chris is in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Doing pretty good. I'm listening to my podcast. Who am I talking to over there?
This is Ian and Mark. We're hosting Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Actually, I'm here at work. Like I said, I was listening to the podcast, and I knew you guys were on the air, so I thought I'd call up. This gentleman came in, and I asked him, you know, like I usually do, what you're doing in town, what kind of work do you do? And he told me he works for, and I believe it was called Watchbox. And this is company, it's a private company that worked with the police. And they're putting these boxes around communities and inside of public schools, and it's basically, it's a snitching program.
Oh, boy.
They're trying to get people to drop anonymous notes inside of the boxes in order to let them know what's going on. So I asked
Yikes.
Them, this is a school. It's a public school. There's some pretty mean and pretty dumb kids in public school. How do you guys check validity? How do you, you know? And he said, well, the whole idea is to be preventive, you know? And I said, oh, great. And he says, you know, Columbine, that could have been prevented. You know, they had cameras at Columbine, but all it did is record it. So, you know, this system's better because we're just trying to do preventative measures.
Well, about that system, but weren't the kids from Columbine reported? Ian,
I have no idea.
You said, I thought that you had said this in the past, that the kids from Columbine were in fact reported to the authorities by other people.
I have no clue.
Okay, then maybe I'm thinking of something else. Go ahead.
I knew if I kept talking to him too much longer, I'd probably pop, and I can't say too much about my views at work, so
sure,
I kind of left it alone at that point. But I don't know. I wish I could remember the name. And I really wish I could have gotten the guy's information.
You mean name of the boxes, like what they were called?
Yeah, what the company was called. But the funny thing is, he ended up not winning the room from the hotel and left anyway. So
thanks for the heads up on that. Hey, thanks for the call, Chris. I appreciate it, and thanks for the heads up that yes, indeed, there are more and more over time opportunities the government is creating for you to snitch out your neighbor and get a reward. Turn them in. They're growing pot or grass is too tall in the backyard. I mean, you think I'm joking?
With all the laws that there are in the United States, I mean, and the budget troubles that states and municipalities and the federal government have, you need opportunities for them to create new revenue streams. And the best way for them to do that is to have snitching programs. Everybody's everybody's breaking a law every single day. All they need to do is catch them.
Oh, there are people out there that will take offense at you saying that about
them. Oh, yeah, they do. They just
I am a law-abiding citizen. How dare you?
Then they're a fool. They couldn't read all the laws that just cover them in one municipality in three lifetimes. They know it.
So email here to follow up on a discussion we had on Saturday night about this new television show that's causing quite a stir, Skins on MTV. It's a remake, essentially, American version of a UK program. And, of course, there's the Parents Television Council is freaking out about it, and they're acting like it's the end of the world and that children will forever be corrupted because of this television show. What, of course, the real truth of the matter is this TV show is a reflection of the world. It is, you know, art reflecting life. And John emails in. He says, hey, guys, I wanted to chime in on the skins discussion last night, but was unable to. First, a brief description of the show. It was originally a British TV show that is still on the air and about to start season 5. I've seen all of season 1, 2, and half of season 3. The show is a very realistic look at teenage life, unfiltered in the truest sense. I'll say it is by far the most riveting television show on right now, in my opinion. The show is not about drugs and sex. The show is about a group of high school friends that participate in drugs and sex. The show is about the characters, and of course, the outspoken ones who are simply who are angry simply ignore this. The character development in the show is fantastic. I can't tell how many times I've teared up watching this program, and I'm a 27-year-old male. Again, the show doesn't glorify drugs and alcohol. It shows how drugs and sex influence the actions of these teenagers. They show how it complicates relationships, improves relationships, etc. The drug aspect shows how drugs could ruin an individual and make him or her do things that may not be good for them. Again, for anyone who questions this show, try watching the British version. If the American show is anything like the British one, you'll be sucked in by the depth of these characters, and you'll soon start caring, empathizing, and congratulating the characters as they live out their life in this dualistic, heart-wrenching world that we live in today. I honestly don't see how people are upset about this show, especially since it's nothing compared to the British one. And I got another email from another listener who made the same observation, that the American version of this Skins show is very, very tame in comparison to the British version.
When I was over in Italy, they had girls with their tops off on TV. Different places are different about these things.
John says, anyone who's interested should take a look at this show with an open mind. Thanks again, guys, and sometimes gals, for doing excellent work. And John, thank you. He adds, P.S., I'll see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and hopefully be moved to New Hampshire within 3 years. Always nice to hear that from folks that are out there planning a move here to New Hampshire. And so there you go, Mark. The Skins program causing a lot of controversy, but basically the opinion from multiple people is that, you know, this is a great program that is delving into the issues that teenagers have to deal with in real life. And to try to shove all of that under the rug is not going to help teens. To try to say these things should not be shown, these programs should be banned, the advertisers should be pulled, the network should yank the show from their lineup, is not going to help teens understand what's going on around them.
I can understand why a group would lobby advertisers to vacate a show that glorified teen sex and teen drug use, but first off, they haven't seen it because the first episode hadn't aired by the time they had their press release out.
True.
So, I know that they're jumping to a conclusion, and as I understand it, it doesn't do that.
See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.